be vulnerable. He's not here for the right reason.
Why am I crying?
That's delicious.
Be vulnerable.
Why am I crying?
That's delicious.
He's not here for the right reason.
Maybe be more like Mussolini, you know?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Rose Pricks podcast, where we make fun of The Bachelorette. I'm your host, Stephanie Wilder Taylor from the podcast For Crying Out Loud. And I'm here with Ronnie Karam from Big Brother Smother podcast and my favorite, Watch What Crappens, that I'm addicted to.
Hello there, Stephanie.
I can't wait to get into this because I just watched it, as did you.
Yes.
And I had so many laughs.
I was dying. This is, we're so lucky to be doing this. This is one of those things that during the day, I think, God damn it, I have to watch 2 hours of this stupid show. It never ends. I get so moody and nasty. And then it comes on and I smile the entire time and laugh. These people, Chase actually, Dead Eyes Chase, actually had a scene kissing a dead fish.
It was phenomenal. He reminds me, he has like serial killer eyes.
I think he has Garfield eyes.
He does.
Like those half-closed, yes, kind of lazy eyes. I mean, the man hasn't finished the railing on his stairs. You think those that railing is ever going to go up? That railing will never go up.
Oh my God. There's no railings around his heart. That's what that is.
My heart feels like it could fall at any moment. I started talking in Luke's voice because I was looking at my notes. And Luke, do you mind if I have a minute? Because the love for you I have, like I was telling you, like the love, but then I wanted to tell you I'm in love with you too. Shut up.
I almost want to do macro notes, but I think we'll just go through it and I'll get to that stuff.
Go ahead. I love any kind of a note.
Well, no, because it has to do with the end, but we'll get into it. I say we just go right into this one and I'll get to stuff that I have bigger thoughts about.
Spoiler unless you have alert. Something. No, I just are okay. Here's my goals: to stop saying like so much. I don't think it's gonna work, but I need to stop saying, and then I'm like, and then I'm like, and then I'm like. It's going to be hard, especially talking about Luke, because it opens with Luke last week saying, "My heart is yours. Hey, I'm in love with you, too." And I just wrote shut up a million times, and I love your plugs.
But then we're supposed to believe that JoJo hasn't known how he felt. Like, if she'd only known how he felt, things would be a lot different. But I didn't know. I didn't know how you felt. And now I know how you feel. But I don't know if it's too late. Because do you understand that I didn't know how you I mean, I know you drew this big heart out of dirt in your hometown. And you got everybody from your hometown to come and meet me. And I know that you told me that I'm awesome. And that, you know, you're in love with love. But I wasn't sure.
I'm in love with love. Aaron Rodgers. I'm so sorry. God. I'm so sorry.
Are you vaping?
I am. I got a little weed delivery today. I don't know what the hell they gave me. I'm so sorry if I get really stupid. That was so strong. So we're looking at last week. And then Luke has taken her aside or whatever. And Aaron and Orange Robbie are so mad.
Yeah.
And Aaron's like, "That was so weird. Like, she was about to give the road. Then I was confident, but now that she's talking to Luke, I don't know if I'm confident." What is wrong with these people?
Yeah.
Why is their confidence based on what some twit thinks? And why is her confidence level based on what 20 strangers think?
That's a good question. That is a good question for her.
Orange Robbie. "I don't know how to read Luke." Well, there you go.
He's like, "But I feel like something's going on.
Do you know how I don't to read
know
books?
What it is, but what's supposed to be going on is not going on. Because what's supposed to be going on is one of us is supposed to be getting a rose. But now she's talking to Luke."
Other things Orange Robbie doesn't know how to read. Stop signs.
People magazine. Oh my God. So then she's talking to Luke, and all I could think was Luke's hair looked like someone inflated it, like a pool float.
Orange, like, it's Ravi just and
so
Luke.
Big.
Orange Ravi and Heron. I mean, I'm sorry, Luke. Okay, Luke has doll hair. I know I've said it a million times, but someone was posting a political picture this week because politics has gone crazy, y'all, if you ain't paying attention. Someone posted a picture of, I think, Hillary Clinton next to a Chucky doll. And it just made me think of Luke because that hair. And today he turned around because she was doing that thing where she holds the back of their neck right before she dumps them.
Right.
She does that to every guy.
Yep.
It's like she's taking their pole. I don't know what the hell she's doing, but her hand is on the back of their neck. And you can see the hair transplant parts of the back of his neck hair that's missing.
Like the netting? What do you mean?
When they do hair transplants on men, they take the hair from the back of your neck.
Oh.
And they put it on the front of your head, and he's missing a bunch of hair on the back of his neck. I mean, not that it was surprising. I was thinking of him more as a glue-on wig type of a guy.
Yes. Yeah. But then they're all in Hollywood, and they want to be famous.
Well,
no one wants to be famous more than Heron, though.
When are people going to get sick of watching TV shows with old dolls? It's weird. Like, you have the doll hair and the doll clothes and the doll body, but then old face. Who cares? Just be old.
I know. I do. I can't help but think of him as the character on Golden Pond. Well, I just wanted to tell you that I love you.
When he gets mad, he gets all crazy-eyed because he's another fish-eyed.
But yeah.
Chase has dead, like, dumb fish eyes, like lazy Garfield eyes. But this guy has big, black, circle, dark eyes. And
yes.
They're kind of mean-looking when he has any emotion. And he also has lizard lick.
Oh, I know!
So this guy's the creepiest, for sure. But when he got kicked off, I almost pooped myself. I was so happy. Like, bye, doll hair!
I know.
I like to get things off my chest. Blink, blink. Blink,
but he's
blink.
So old, it made me feel bad because it was almost like his wife died after 50 years together. And now I'm like, is it too late for him?
Will he be able
to find someone else?
You'd think that we'd have had these discussions. Am I going to get cremated? Am I going to get buried? I don't know. I hope I can get this off my chest. Like. And then JoJo is such an asshole. First, she's handing people these roses. She's in this blue, sparkly, cheap-ass-looking dress.
Yes.
And she's standing next to a suitcase on a stool that I saw at Ross Dress for Less. I saw this exact same decorative suitcase.
You know she's wearing the dress that she's auditioning for Dancing with the Stars in.
Yes.
He's like, you can see me. You can see me do the tango in this dress. Can you not? I don't know.
Good luck kicking your heel behind your ear. That thing is so tight. She's just waddling around. Oh, yeah. I wasn't saying she's an asshole because of a suitcase. I took like 10 pages of notes, by the way. Which is a good and a bad sign. But she's an asshole because she's standing next to this suitcase. She kicks the poor guy off. And then what does she do? She starts crying and she's like, this is hard on me.
Oh, that's the theme of this show is this is hard on me.
You don't get to say that. You just dumped a guy.
Exactly. And who just told you he loves you. I don't know if I've ever seen a season of the show where so many of them are just constantly saying, I love you.
It's in such a desperate, audition-y kind of a way. And they're always trying to talk themselves into it. I was thinking about it, but then I was like, yeah, it's for sure. It's true. Hey, today the mail came. And I opened up the mail and I said, congratulations, it's official. You love JoJo. But then I was like, do I? But then I was like, I do. Oh, my God.
They're like, you know how the last time we were having one-on-one time, I told you that I was falling in love with you and that I really felt love for you. But I didn't actually say I'm in love with you. Well, I am.
I don't only love you, I'm in love with you. It's like the reverse breakup. I love you, but I'm not in love with you.
They're like, I'm in love with you, but I also really love you. I don't
know
if I made
broken
that
up.
Clear.
You still have to leave. Luke's face when he's like, I love you, but I'm in a box loving you like cold, like ice cream. He just babbles on all kinds of nonsense that chicks want to hear. He's like, I see your heart. I'm in love with your heart, not just you. Also your heart. Also, I love your heart, and I'm in love with it.
But he was so confused when he got kicked off. This is my favorite. His brain, he just looked like, I cannot process this. My walls were down. My vulnerability was on full blast. I barely started on this journey, and then the journey turned into not a journey. It was not a journey at all. Or my journey, I don't, my journey ended. I can't, I'm confused.
My journey.
Then what? She's sobbing. But we go to commercial, come back, and she's like, oh my God, life is awesome. I think she's bipolar.
When she's sobbing, he's so confused, and she walks him to the limo, and he stops at the limo, and he goes, you didn't want me anymore? Shit! Oh my God. I wrote old man and Luke in the car tries to cry. Okay, this is the thing I'm going to miss the most about Luke. Besides his gigantic penis outline. Sorry, but this podcast's dirty and it's totally true. Y'all remember in the hot tub. He's like, let me lower you down to the water.
Oh yeah, visible penis line.
That and his hair and his, you know, his plugs. But also, yeah, I said dead eyes, right? But also how he just talks endlessly. Okay, I tried to transcribe when he's talking. Do you want to hear?
Yes.
I can only type so fast, but this is what I got. You never got to know what we were. I wanted to fall in love with you, but you never got to see it through. It's not supposed to happen, but it is. I like dream about like so much. I can't believe I like squandered it away. I thought I had done enough. I like thought that magic was real. I thought you knew that was real. I thought you wanted that. Get out of here. Be quiet. You get paid by the word.
But sometimes you can't even understand, like, even after they've been broken up with, they're having the same conversations that they have when they're just talking about love. Because that's all they talk about. As you know, I hate it.
Knock, knock. There's a knock on the door. I'm in love with you. Shut up. Oh.
But are you in love with me? Yes, I'm in love with you. Also, but I'm not sure for 100% if you're in love with me. But I mean, because I don't know. It's like I'm really scared. Like I kind of want to say I'm in love with you back, but I'm scared about love because my walls.
Well, as Luke leaves, I've got a present. I don't actually have the audio, but Stephanie, I have the song that Luke wrote for you. And it's on iTunes. You can actually buy this. Do you know this?
No.
Thank you to my friend Rebecca who told me about all this stuff because I didn't know. He actually has country. He has one country single on ye old iTunes. And
Luke does?
Yes. And I wasn't going to buy it because not only am I cheap, but I mean, really, I'm not buying some old doll. I have enough Gaga. Okay. So this is his song from memory. She's wearing short shorts. It's a California girl. I want her to be the fall of me. Painful. And it's painful for somebody who's from Texas and can even take a little nasal country twang.
Wow.
Please look it up. Don't buy it, though. Just listen to the preview, everybody.
Well, I just heard it. You just performed it for me.
I want you to be the fall of me, Stephanie. Okay, so I will shut up now. Guys, wait while she sobs. That's really flattering. Yeah, that'll give a guy a boner, watching you sob over some other dude for like 20 minutes. If that was 2 minutes in our time, how much sobbing was that in JoJo time?
That's all she does. Is cry about how hard it is. All right, so now
what if it was a mistake? That scares me. What if these guys change their mind? I miss him already.
Oh my God.
But
then I've shortened Orange Robbie to just OR. Pulls up. They go through the market. This is my note about Orange Robbie when he goes in for a kiss. It felt like, I don't know if you felt this because he's tall, but it was like a giraffe leaning down to bite a leaf. Do you know what I mean? Like it was like this weird, it was all neck.
I can actually see that. Except the snout is pressing way too far into the tree. Because he keeps like poking her cheek. He's like pushing it too hard.
Oh, so hard.
I noticed, he's officially a conehead now. He went from like little wave to speed bump to a full-blown orange cone head on the top of his head.
Yes.
And his first date in Thailand, what is it? Getting pedicures. Abby, make a damn effort. Jesus. Why don't you just order a cocktail with one of those penis straws like people use at bachelorette parties?
Oh. And then he's like, when he talks about relationships, it's like a guy, it's like he's reading off of a script of what he thinks you would say, and none of it makes any sense. He's like, there's building blocks in relationships, and not all of them are good, but we could take the bull by the horns and we can, you know, talk about love, being in love or loving love or falling in love. I mean, you know, she really made me fall in love, and I think the feeling's mutual.
Luke does it in the way that he's trying to remember his lines. Right. But Orange Robbie does it in the way, like, he's desperately looking around the room for Coke. And if he's convincing whoever he's talking to that he's in love with them, he'll get some Coke. He's constantly darting around the room. Well, I'm in love with you. True. Like, I was thinking, or dry mouth, orange. He's always sweating. He's got those true. Botox temple veins pumping out. He's always sweating and, you know, darting around the room.
He's like, I just saw someone go in the bathroom. Where are they going? Who are they with? Do they have any Coke?
Everyone thinks he's gay because he keeps following dudes to the bathroom, but he really just wants Coke.
Oh my God. I feel like, and this comes into play later in the episode, but I feel like she knows he's gay. So that's why she keeps him around.
Well, otherwise,
she's not as worried about hurting his feelings because she knows that, you know what I mean? Maybe they have sort of an understanding.
I think so. I mean, Robbie's the guy, whether you marry him or not, he'll still be fun forever. He's always going to get the best Coke, and he's always going to be hanging out with hot guys.
Yeah, and he's going to take her shopping and help her pick out outfits. And he just, they have no chemistry.
Here's our anniversary date, getting a pedicure in Thailand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they don't have any chemistry, right?
She doesn't have chemistry with anybody because she's such a phony, too. And this is also when the first time this episode.
Well, it makes it harder for me to believe Robbie because, you know, this is the same thing that Ben told me. Oh, Ben told me he loved me, and now Ben doesn't. And that broke me. That hurt me. That really hurts.
And so I'm never going to get over it. You could work as hard as you want. You could tell me as many times as you want, but I'm just not going to get over it. Sorry.
Can I please have a glass of water? Ben said that. Now I'm hurt. The way that you wanted that water, it makes me feel like insecure, like I'm not vulnerable.
Yeah, because, you know, Ben was thirsty a lot, and I guess I just didn't quench his thirst. That really hurts my feelings. So this made me laugh. So she and Orange Robbie are talking, and he starts talking about his family, right? So this is the part where he's going to give her where his dad wrote a letter, but he goes, she's like, oh, tell me about your family or something. And he's like, you know, the other night when I got changed for bed. Okay, who gets changed for bed over the age of 25?
At his parents' house.
What? Did he put on a dressing gown and a cap, a kerchief? What does he do? Who's getting changed for bed?
You know a mom's not going to let her son grow up when she puts a wine glass in a big plastic tumbler. It's like extra safety. It's like you were staying here and you were changing for bed. Do you understand me, little orange man? Now
go put on your pajamas, put on your footies, and then I want you to march out here and have a night-night glass of wine.
Now, before you go to bed, I want you to whip that hair up into an orange traffic cone so if someone tries to run you over in your dreams, they'll see you coming.
I want to put these little reflectors around your ankles in case you sleepwalk.
And then... outside. Where did he find the note? Did you write?
I know how you get on your Ambien. You just march right down to the Abbey, young man. Silly boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry for
so tired
over talking you. Whenever I hear a pause, I'm like, continue a tidal wave of words.
No, you don't.
Oh, that was some funny shit.
Okay, so he gives JoJo a note that his dad wrote him.
Okay, about, but he was like, changing for bed, but where did he find this note, Stephanie? I just remembered what I was going to ask you.
Oh, where?
Where did he find it? In his snook. What? What is that? In his nook? In his snook? I was getting changed for bed, and I found this note. My dad wrote me, hidden in my snook. What? Is that your hairpiece? And the note from his dad is like, "Dear Orange Robbie, you're quite a champ. Love, Dad." Yeah, you can.
And he's
keep
like,
this.
"I want you to have it." Oh my God!
I want you to keep this in case you have any doubts that, like, I'm the man. Like, I'm a champ. Love my dad. Did you get it? Keep it. Keep it. No, seriously, keep it. Like, ah.
He's like, "My dad, really believes that I'm straight. So I'm just going to give this to you so you know it too. So you believe it too."
Dear Orange Robbie, keep trying, champ. Love, Dad. We love you, whoever you are. Dear Orange Robbie, we will love you no matter your color, no matter your race, no matter your religion, or whether or not you like to suck dick. Love, Dad.
Oh my God. John just sent me a note that said that Orange Robbie's playing the long game. His real goal is to be the fierce, show-stopping maid of honor on the inevitable primetime wedding special.
Yes, he must have heard Lance Bass is coming out with a gay bachelor.
Yes.
I was dumped by JoJo, and like, every time somebody tells me I love them, I'm like, what? I was ready to tell her that, and I told her like 37 times, and now, like, hurts. Oh, poor Orange Robbie. Oh, also, poor Orange Robbie, not only is he sweating, desperately looking for a glass of water and some Coke, he got a big old zit on his forehead. And you know, to Robbie, that's like a kick in the face.
I didn't even notice that.
I did, because I know that he noticed it. I felt his, I felt him wanting to cry about it. I felt all of his negative energy being focused on that little tiny zit. And I was like, lols.
Well, this is the best, is that they get the fantasy suite date card. Now, you've never seen The Bachelor or Bachelorette before, right?
No. Well, I saw it the year that there was a girl whose boyfriend died or something, or her ex-fiancé or somebody died. And the whole time she was like, "Oh, here I am in a plane, even though he died." But I couldn't take it. I mean, it was so long.
Okay. Well, they always give them the fantasy suite card, and they haven't changed it up since like the first season. So it's just so stupid when Chris Harrison left us a note. I wonder what it says.
He's like, anybody else want to masturbate Thailand right now? Love, Chris. It's all written by the same guy, all these notes.
Yeah, I love the fact that we're supposed to believe that Chris Harrison's just in his hotel room on location, just like, shit, I gotta get these date cards written. I gotta get the fantasy suite invites written.
He's got two Thai teenagers, you know, bouncing up and down. Honey, hand me a pen. I've gotta come up with something really good this time.
Then I'm going to put a key in there, really shake things up. So then this is the best, though, is when he starts, when Orange Robbie, Conehead, starts calling her Joelle.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Implied closeness.
You know, because, you know, love. Yeah.
Joelle.
I just want to be the guy who's late for work because he's so busy being in love with love, you know? Or the guy that's not late for work because I'm in such a rush to get to work so that I can just get home to Joelle, because love.
I want to be the guy who always wants to leave work because Joelle. Like, that's really nice, but you're using her long version of her name, but you're basically saying you're the laziest person in the world. You basically just said you want to be the guy who doesn't want to get out of bed to go to work, and then when he's at work, wants to go home the whole time. Who wants to marry that?
I want to be the guy who doesn't ever get a job because love. I just want to be with you and love you. So I want to be the guy that doesn't have a hobby or doesn't like do anything really, doesn't clean up around the house, just kind of lays in bed because I just love you.
I want to be the guy who pays rent in exfoliated cells off of his face. They go to this fan. Of course, JoJo's like, Robbie's so sweet.
Oh,
I'm going to take him to the fantasy suite. I hope he doesn't regret this later. You know, Ben. So they go to the fantasy suite and it's a couch bed. It's like a pulled out couch. Thanks a lot, Thailand. Some fantasy.
Oh, yeah. That was the all of the fantasy suites were like that.
Were they all on that same bed? No.
They weren't. No, but they all looked like that. They were like the fantasy suite express. Like... Fantasy Suite Marriott.
The food court Express version.
Yeah. Where the date card is like the card that says, hey, if you want to recycle the towels, we'll give you $10 off your bill.
there's one of those big metal containers of paper towels on the side of the bed. Robbie is serious. So full of shit. If you're ever naked or about to be naked with a guy and candles are going and you're not sure if he's going to give you chlamydia or not, and these are the next words out of his mouth, you know, I love you. You know, like when I look at you, like how much I feel like I love you. Yeah, baby. You know how I feel. You know what? You know I love you, babe. No, he doesn't.
No. He's the kind of guy who calls wine vino.
Ew.
And wears fanny pack.
Ew. Yes. Frank, yes. Right? That is a fanny pack waiting to happen for sure. He's like, well, always got gum and a passport. JoJo starts doing her stupid crying thing. I've always wanted my own love story and to feel special and loved. You're fucking 10 guys. What are you talking about?
I know. That's all she talks about. I know I bring this up on every episode, but all they talk about is love. There is nothing else. They don't ever talk about a fucking TV show you watch. Talk about last season on The Bachelor. Talk about anything.
They do that. Ben,
well,
Ben.
Love.
Yeah, what if they were like, I just rediscovered Roseanne.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now there's a date.
See, but I would love that kind of thing. I would love it if they talked about something that would make them seem like a real person. I would love it if they were like, yeah, I just like to veg out and watch TV. I love reality shows. That's why I'm here.
Totally. But instead, does he love me? I think he does. I love you. I really do. Remember when I said it? I remember when he said it, but can I believe him? She should believe me. What, can't she believe me? Do I mean it? Ah, be quiet.
But how does he know? I mean, it's so fast. Yeah, because you're on The fucking Bachelorette.
I've never seen a couple kiss shortly as many times as JoJo and Orange Robbie. Every kiss they like make out, but this is what they're doing. They have cartoon kiss, like the end of The Simpsons when they, you know, Marge and Homer kiss, and it's like, you're trying to drink a Frosty the second you ordered it. You got to give that 10 minutes.
But that's because Robbie's gay, for sure.
Gay guys make out better, right?
Well, with other guys that they're attracted to.
Oh, okay, not with women. Good point. Good point. We're having our first breakfast together.
Oh, yeah, the morning after. Yeah.
So romantic. JoJo is in a bra, a nightie, and a robe. We're buying it, JoJo.
Nothing happened between those two.
No kidding. You can tell. You need a bulletproof vest?
They talked about fashion, and they, you know, read the Inquirer together.
That's why she's wearing everything she owns.
Exactly. All right. Hair on.
Yes. But just before we move to hair on, we have to say that JoJo, I am in love with Robbie. Now I know. I'm in love with Robbie. I'm in love with him. I'm so in love with Robbie. Okay. Now, and then he says, por favor. Ugh, gross. You're so right. Vino.
I know, but it's constant. Then they go to their, you know, OTFs. I didn't know for sure if I was in love with JoJo before. I mean, I knew it when I told her I was in love with her. But like before I met her, I wasn't sure I was in love with her. Like I knew I was going to be in love with her, but I didn't know like if I was in love with her because, you know, I hadn't met her yet. But now I'm in love with her.
Yeah, a man trying to convince you that hard that he's in love with you is cheating on your ass. Okay. And then JoJo said, I have three guys that I'm goo goo gaga over. And I thought, of course, at the end of her pedicure date with Orange Robbie wearing five layers of clothes to bed, she brings up gaga. Good Lord.
Oh, my God. Well, doesn't she say at that point, though, I'm in love with two guys? Oh, no. That's
not. No, she says she's in love with Robbie and she doesn't know about the other two yet because she has to fuck you in order to know whether or not she loves you.
Yeah. Or read People magazine with you. Because I don't think she and Robbie even made out more than we saw.
I don't think so. So Heron Rogers approaching on a boat. And I thought, man, that was quick. Does she at least like have a vagina wash? I didn't see her take a shower.
Oh, I know. No, she's a whore. I'm just saying.
I think so.
She really is.
I mean, these guys are all whores too. It's not like she's the only one, but good Lord.
Oh, yeah. Girl. But you can tell, here's the thing. Because I have seen many seasons of this show, and this feels the fakest to me. You know why? Because none of the guys seem to really care that she's with the other guys. On the last season where the girl, Kristen, what was her name, John? Kristen, the cute one. She was the cute one.
Ben?
The one who slept with the guy that was kind of an asshole, but she slept with this guy named Nick. But the guys were getting pissed off because they were actually into her. So the guy that she ended up with, Sean, okay, this is Kristen Bristow, right? This was on – she was the last Bachelorette. Mm. The guy that she ended up with was pissed. He found out – he kind of suspected that she had sex with the other guy, and he couldn't get over it. But that to me feels more – that's more real.
Yeah, like, this is weird because –
doesn't care about her because he just doesn't care what she's doing when she's not with him. He just doesn't care.
Yeah, none of these guys really care. They just say they do. And then they start, well, when you're with that guy, they never even bring it up. They're just like, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Yeah.
They only say it as a very fake aside, like on the rose ceremony. Like they're like, I know I'm in love with JoJo. I mean, I wish I was the only guy here, but I'm in love with JoJo.
Yeah.
That's not real.
Yeah, that's not real. And hardly any of them, I think, have even said that. I think because it's always stood out to me when a guy says something like, I'm trying not to say like, you see. I'm like, don't say it. Don't say it again, damn it. When they say something like, I can't believe she's with another guy. I don't like that. I don't think they've ever said it. When they say it, it stands out in my brain. I don't think it's been that many times.
Yeah, hardly ever. I agree, because I think this is all so bland.
Well, this is the hugest shocker. I can't even believe you think it's bland, because huge shocker happens. Aaron Rodgers approaches, and she thinks that she might be in love with him.
What?
Shocker!
No, that didn't happen.
I think I'm definitely falling in love with Aaron.
Me and JoJo have been writing our love story this whole time.
I love that he really looks like he semi-hates her.
Oh, he does! I was thinking that the whole time.
He doesn't try to do... He'll go a little bit into the, well, I was feeling things, so, like, whatever. He'll go into it a little bit, but he has squinty... He, like, gets these squinty, hateful eyes, like he doesn't like her, and that he resents even having to say this shit.
Yes, I 100% agree.
Shocking for the guy we called Heron and wears skinny jeans. This episode, he even wore, like, skinny Dockers. Who does that?
I know! So Heron, this is exactly going with what you're saying. He asks her about her family because he looks like he has to ask her. Like the producers are in his ear going, ask her about her fucking family. We told you what to say. And he's like, so what's your family going to be like?
Now you ask? You don't even know if she has one. That girl could have been raised in a box outside of Kmart for all you know. You guys haven't asked her shit. Do you know anything about JoJo? I know nothing about her.
Nothing. But she starts talking and he looks, they go to him and he looks like he's like coming up with a list of what he needs at Home Depot. Right? He is not present at all.
That
in
guy
the conversation.
Does not go to Home Depot, but I know what you mean.
Well, whatever. He looks like he's picking up some self-tanner at CVS.
Yes, there you go. In his now mind. I'm on the self-tanner train.
Right. He's like, in his mind, he's going, you know, the last time I got the Jergens like a fair to medium, but I think I'm ready for the medium to dark. I think I've graduated.
That guy's hair is amazing. His hair gets disappointed in JoJo, too. It's like all floppy and sad. It's like gross. Well, I'm not even going to do myself for you. JoJo's family, I don't believe a word she says. She kind of glosses over it. This girl... No girl who cries this much over men she doesn't even know and tries to believe that anybody passing by her loves her has daddy issues. Everyone. Mm. She's like, my dad's really nice.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
My favorite right there was when she says, you know, she of course goes back into the Ben thing. And then she goes, my brothers know how hard heartbreak is for me. Oh, yeah, because you fucking cry all the time. Shut up.
How many of the brothers' friends did you bone? I thought he loved me. Those guys are probably sick of beating up guys at their high school.
Exactly.
She's like, I have two brothers. Neither one of them can move their hands properly. Some odd arthritis they got when I was in high school from punching all the guys I boned.
And then I didn't understand this. Maybe I was doing something else for a minute. But so Heron says, my only regret is I want to look. He goes, my only regret in all this. And then he looks very dramatic for a minute. He's like, I want to look my future wife's dad in the eye, you know, and he'll just know how serious I am.
He'll know that I'm the one, he said.
Huh? Right, but why? What? Why? So is her dad not there?
I want my, I want my girlfriend's dad to look me in the eye for the first time and know that I'm the one. That's like
that's Robbie.
Romantic thing that anybody's ever said on this show.
But why is that his regret? Isn't her dad going to be there?
It's not only his regret, it's his reservation. It's like, here's the only reservations I've had about this whole thing. Looking your dad in the eye. Do you know what that means, reservations, Heron? I think he was saying the only thing holding me back is that I don't know all about you and I don't know your family and I haven't seen the approval in their eyes. Because if this kid needs anything, it's the approval of a parent.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Exactly.
But he's stupid. So he speaks in bachelorette terms and says, you know, I don't have reservations, but I do have a reservation, and my reservation is I will take a table at the window because, yes, my brother is Aaron Rodgers. Yes. I don't want to talk about it, though. The name is Rodgers, and thank you. No, I won't be paying my check.
Oh, my God. So
reservations. Oh, Bachelor.
Oh, my God. So I didn't understand that. I was like, okay, well, is her dad not coming? What? I mean, I thought we saw him in the previews.
I don't know. I think he's coming. It's weird that he's saying he was having reservations about meeting the dad. I just don't think he knows what he means. And also, he doesn't know what to say to her. What an idiot. Of course, he's not really an idiot. You know, I say he's an idiot a lot, but he's not. He's the smartest one because this girl likes people who treat her like shit. She's kept the gay guy because he ain't ever going to fuck her. And she's kept the straight guy who's going to be mean to her and give her dirty looks across the room all the time.
Yeah. And break up with her immediately if she picks him.
So he's supposed to be trying to have this romantic time. And he's like, well, I've been having reservations because of your dad. What? What are you even talking about? Why are you being negative right now?
Oh, yeah. But it gets worse. She's like, I don't know. I'm really scared. Or, you know, so, I mean, in your mind, what does the next year look like for you? Okay. So this fucker can't even lie. He can't even just be like, well, it's going to be spending time with you. What do you think? I mean, we're going to be newly engaged and I'm going to be preparing to be your husband. He's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
He goes, that's kind of tough. That's kind of tough to answer. Really? How tough is it exactly to answer what you're going to be doing in the next year?
Yes. He's such a dick about it. He's like, I could be anywhere. I mean, with my career, I could be doing anything. Do you know how many benches there are in these 50-something states? He doesn't even know. He's like, these 63 stripes and states of stars that we live in, JoJo. Plenty of benches to warm. That's his superpower, is keeping benches warm.
So then I was actually kind of proud of her because, you know, she could have just been like, oh, okay. But she's like, well, hold on a minute. That makes me kind of nervous. I don't know if, you know, I don't know if I want to be in a long distance relationship. And he's like, no, the point is I don't have a home base right now. You know, I'm just a free flowing. I'm just a free agent. You know, I go where I go. I got nowhere to be. I got no hobbies. I got nothing I got to be doing. Obviously, I don't have to be near Aaron. Aaron wants nothing to do with me right now.
Be like, thankfully, I'll be surfing both couches and pussies for the next year. How about you? Want to come along? Wait a minute. That worries me. Oh, come on. I told you I want to spend the rest of my life with you. She goes, that's what Ben said.
Ugh. That was the best part of the whole episode. He says it so, like, he's like, I want to spend, he says it, I'm giving you all the reassurance in the world. She's like, but I'm worried. Our lifestyles, what if they don't mesh? And what if I don't have the love of all loves? And I mean, I want to love. I just really just, I love love. And he's like, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Well, that's what Ben said.
Yeah. What's he supposed to do about Ben? You know, this poor guy, you know, he's going to get married to her because she's going to be comparing him to Ben the whole time. And it's kind of like a pattern in your life, you know?
Yeah.
It's like yet another man he's being compared to.
Yep. Yep.
And he'll feed off of it, and she'll feed off of it, and he'll make her bad, and she'll make him feel bad.
Yeah. Ugh. So then he's not gonna marry her. So he just looks at her with contempt, pure contempt. Like, what do you even say to that? He's like, what the fuck do you want me to say to that? And then she says, well, how do you know? I mean, Ben thought he knew he was in love with me. I mean, he told me he loves me, and he didn't. And so how, if you say you're in love with me, but how do you know? And he goes, because I just think I'm a better person, you know, when I'm with you and I have a special feeling with you. And she's like, come here, you.
She's like, let's fuck. Hey, did I mention the word reservations? Oh my God, panties off. My panties are on the ground. I love reservations. So the sweet card. And of course, JoJo, everybody, brace yourselves. It's scary to think I'm in love with two people right now. LOL. This girl is dick motized. Every time she gets a dick, she falls in love with somebody.
I know. Then they go into their next cheap hotel room, which is nobody's idea of a fantasy suite. John and I were wondering if they're going to have to pay their mini bar charges. Heron fed me a chocolate covered strawberry. Unfortunately, it was $11.99. And
first
he didn't
time
have any
seen...
cash because he's between teams right now.
That's how to really see what a man's emotions are. Take shit from the mini bar and don't tell them. And then they get the bill the next day. They'll be like, that bitch! I knew you were just pretending to be nice to me.
That Bud Light was $9.50.
You said you loved me. I said I loved you. I didn't say I wanted to work five jobs so you could have a vodka soda. Stupid slut. I thought you loved me. I changed my mind. I knew it. You're just like man. Then thank you, thank you, thank you, editors, thank you, directors, thank you, reality gods, and thank you, JoJo, for going right up to her next date and going, it smells like fish. Girl, take a shower.
So the next morning, right, it was obvious they did it.
Yeah.
I mean,
this
it was
one
obvious.
Looked like they did it.
Yeah, he's just like, our relationship took a big turn in an exciting direction. Mm-hmm. Anal.
And that's called bareback.
So JoJo is like, I'm falling in love with two guys. I'm in love with two guys. Could I make it three guys? That's almost literally what she said.
Yeah, she's like, how it's scary to think I'm in love with two people, but the possibility of being in love with three people right now. Like, I feel sick to my stomach right now. Yeah, so do the rest of us, JoJo. So do the rest of us, young lady.
so now she's and I almost was like, oh, she's going to tell Chase to forget it before the date. Didn't you think that for a second?
I almost did, but I mean, this girl's just bouncing around off penises like a buoy in the ocean. And also, when she met him at the fish market, I knew she was just trying to cover. I thought, this girl is really trying to make this guy think he's the only one. When she's like, let's drip some fish on you. Oh, sorry. He literally kissed a fish in this. Dead eyes, dead fish, Garfield eyes, kissed a fish. Poetry. Bachelor
I
poetry.
Kissed a fish. Yeah, I was
and I liked
this.
It.
Chase has no chance.
Yeah, Chase really doesn't have a chance, but that makes me really sad because he's so hot and like hot people shouldn't have to be insecure about getting pussy. Like that's the whole point of working out.
I know. He's the only normal one. I'm not saying he's totally normal. He looks like a serial killer, but he's a real person.
I know, you can tell by his house. I think he's the only one we saw his actual house, right?
Yes.
I mean, it was missing railings and he had, you know, like the accent wall that was maroon and like a bunch of country shit, but still.
And a dad who doesn't love him. Yeah.
Daddy issues in the guest room. Yikes. Yeah.
Well, she doesn't want that. She wants to be married to Aaron Rodgers' brother.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, two daddy issues don't make a daddyless. I don't know. I don't know what that would mean, but you know, two people with daddy issues, that's not going to end well because they're both going to be seeking a daddy. And
exactly.
I'm here for half of you.
So, JoJo, so they're on a boat for a second. And then JoJo's like, I don't know. I think I could be falling in love with three guys. And then JoJo falls in love with a monkey. They pass by in a boat. And
she goes, monkeys are humans. Oh, God.
So then. Yep.
And then Chase. Chase is trying so hard because apparently, you know, obviously at this point, these guys babble on so much. You know, there's some 20-year-old producer, just like on the show Unreal, that's just putting their hand in that reel motion, that reeling motion, or that you're crazy. Like, keep talking. Keep talking. Keep talking. We've almost got that shot. Just keep talking. Because they're like, how do you feel, Chase? Well, like, in love. Keep talking. Keep talking. Those feelings of falling in love are real. This is like, keep talking. Keep talking. It's like a magical place. Keep talking, Chase, with monkeys. Keep on, Chase. Keep talking. And salt water. Keep talking, Chase. And fish. This is a magical place with monkeys and salt water and fish. Oh, Chase.
And then he goes, I'm feeling so empowered. Like, I feel like I can ask questions I need to ask. Like, is that dried semen on your skirt?
There's so many things I could tell JoJo. Clean your shirt. You've got you something on you. Here's a napkin.
I smell fish. Oh, God.
What if he just kept saying, I smell fish? The entire show.
Oh, my God. That would be very funny.
Okay.
So then the date ends. JoJo's on her balcony staring out into space. And Robbie decides this would be the perfect time to tell her that he loves her.
Desperation. Did that work for Luke, Orange Robbie? Did it? It's the exact same move Luke made.
I know. Well, this is, okay, early when we first started this podcast, I was thinking that okay, so her whole beef with Luke was that he didn't actually say, I love you. And the other guys did. But now we're finding out that, no, the other guys didn't because Robbie hadn't, apparently.
Well, but he said, I'm getting ready to... He had said, I love you. Yeah, well, he said, I love you.
Why was he on the beach going, I haven't actually told her I love her, and this would be the perfect time.
Oh, I'm sorry. Robbie. Orange Robbie? No, that was Chase who was saying... Wasn't it Chase who was saying, now's the time? They're all thinking it's going to be the time. I can't even tell them apart. Some dumb blonde person saying, I think this is the time. But wasn't this when Chase was saying... There's something, I think I could finally be the guy. I'm going to tell JoJo how I feel. There's no better time than now. Knock, knock, knock.
Right. And hello.
Then, yeah. She's like, oh, what are you doing here? I'm just rinsing out my diaphragm. Come on in.
Robbie's always full of surprises and cock.
I've missed you more than I can put into words. Let me, okay, let your Botox temple. Beat it out in Morse code then. Pump it out. It's like pump, 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 pump. Sweaty, sweaty, sweaty. Sweat, sweat, sweat. When I fall asleep, I think of you. I dream of you. Like when I go to sleep, like I'm thinking of you. Do you got any Coke? Man, that's going to be like what Lifetime will taste like. Yeah, wow.
Do you think any of these Thai guys around here have any Coke? Do you think the housekeeper has any Coke? You want to go out for a minute? See if we can get some Coke?
Do you have any water? Wait a minute, that's $9. Get that out of your own fridge. Bitch.
So, okay. When I was watching it, I thought at first that it was Chase saying, I'm going to go tell her I love her. But then there's a knock at the door and it's Robbie. But then I thought, so any minute now Chase is going to come to the door and that's why she's going to start crying. Cause like, I'm so confused. Oh, I mean, Lord. I was having a great time with Chase, but then Robbie came by, but then Chase never came in.
Yeah, unfortunately, there was five hours left in the show, so she couldn't just do that.
Okay, so then I was like, well, maybe it was Robbie the whole time. Maybe I got confused, and Robbie was the one on the beach saying, I'm going to go tell her I love her.
No, Chase was on the beach saying, now it's finally the time. Like, there have been some things. I didn't know if I could be that man because I was so hurt in the past, but maybe now's the time I can get past my hurt and just tell her, and we all know. We're like, oh, you're going towards the cliff.
It's all foreshadowing. It's so sad for Chase.
It really is. She, you know, he's just not mean enough for her. I think that it's obvious at this point that Heron Rogers is going to win.
Yeah. And you know, there have been some episodes, some seasons in the past. And now I'm going to sound like a loser that does sometimes get sucked in. But the ones that have worked out, the ones that are actually married, are the ones where it is a guy like Chase, like the guy that's just a nice guy.
Yes.
That that the girl overlooks, but sees past the slick users like Heron and goes and ends up surprising everybody and going for the nice guy. And those are the ones that actually get married, but she's not going to go for Chase.
No, that I mean, is not this know girl that
now, but she has no interest in an actual nice guy.
Yeah, she has. I'm not really convinced that he's nice, but
no, me neither. But right
to her for sure. I mean, she's picked the douchiest guys out of all of the guys, hands down, just yes. Complete douchebags. I said, why can you only know if you fuck them? Oh yeah, we've talked about that a million times because it's her third date.
Yeah, yeah. Then did you notice? So then, so they're in the nighttime date with Chase, and she just looks tortured. I kept thinking any second she's going to tell him she's not into him, but then she kept going with it.
Oh man, he is just so boring, this poor guy, and he's even dumber than most of them. He can't even talk. He said, I dabbled through this harder than I might think. What? What does that mean, you dabbled through this? Because he's still saying, I thought about this harder.
Right.
And she says, JoJo is doing her human resources date interviews.
Right.
What are you most scared of? Jesus Christ. What is the cut? What do these scribbles make you think out of? My mom. Oh my God, he's so vulnerable. But of course, his answer, what are you most afraid of? He says, like saying I love you to other people.
God. It's horrible. It's just chills inducing.
So they get the card from Chris, like, I've jerked off 3 times today. Anyone else want to come? And she's like, yes, we will go to the fantasy suite.
Oh. Which weren't you going, what is happening? I kept thinking she was about to say, I'm sorry, I got to let you go.
I was hoping she would, because otherwise that's a Santa Claus. That's a ho, ho, and a ho. Like, stop it too. You've already done too.
Well, I knew that she was not, nothing was going to happen. I knew at some point she's going to let him go, but I was getting mad that I'm like, stop, don't go tell him you're going to the overnight suite with him.
I was actually proud of her for once for not doing it. I was really proud of her.
For getting rid of him?
For just not boning the dude, because it looked like she was going to go back and she was going to see if she loved him, which means like, how big is his dick? How's it feel inside me? That's basically what she means by love, because she only knows after she's boned him.
Right.
Which yeah, I don't blame her, right. You know? Test drive the car before you buy it.
But, I mean, well, she already did that with 2 guys.
Yes. So I was proud of her for reversing the trend, if you will, especially with Chase. I mean, who wouldn't do Chase? He must have had some bad breath. That guy is hot. That guy is hot.
He is. Not to her, though, because he's not douchey looking.
Yeah.
Well, he is douchey looking. I take that back. They're all douchey looking. But he's just more normal than the other ones, except for that whole body tattoo. I don't know.
Oh, yes. That's weird. I think he was covering up a girl's name. I'll bet you anything that says, like, Betsy.
Oh, like he just, would fall in love with a Betsy.
You know, it's like just some huge, stupid woman name tattoo that he had to cover up.
It's a big tattoo, though. Maybe it was like Henrietta.
It was a hyphen name. So he starts doing his tap dance.
Yeah.
I've never told anybody that for whatever that means, stupid. But he's just bumbling over his words and saying over and over, I'm definitely not scared now, and I'm 100% in love with you. Like, before, I was scared, but now I'm not scared. And, you know, before I was afraid to say it, but now I'm not afraid to say it. I'll say it. I might be in love with you.
And she looks stricken.
She does, and they're playing the dumped music already.
She looks like somebody just told her that she has a brain tumor. She's like, what? How many years do I have? And he's like, no. I said I love you. And she's like, I know. How long is that going to last?
If you do surgery, will you have to cut open my head? Will that mean you have to shave my head? I really don't want to shave my head. It's like, what are you talking about? I said I loved you. I like how she actually does react, though. She says, thank you for telling me that.
Yeah.
Ouch. Ouch. And he said, that was scary, but you're worth it to me. You know, that was hard for me, but I'm ready to carry that pain for you.
This is where I was like, okay, so she was mad about Luke. This is the hypocrisy. She's mad. She was upset that Luke never said I love you. And she said, I didn't know. Remember when she gets rid of Luke, she's crying and she's like, but I didn't know how you felt. I just didn't know where I stood with you.
Yeah, but he had told her that he loved her. Like, that's the biggest turnoff for her. I think that's why she's with Heron, because Robbie says it all the time, but I don't think she believes him. But Luke did say he loved her. Remember, didn't he say it in the sunset, right, on the bale of hay?
No, because he said it to her after at the rose ceremony when he pulled her aside. He said, I never actually said, I think he said other things like, I'm falling in love with you. Yes, they all said it, but she wants them to say the words, I love you.
Oh, God, for Christ's sake, the guy made a heart shape out of rose petals in the middle of a field after.
That's what I'm saying. Yes, but she has this weird thing where she's like, but even though you did all that, even though, you know, you told me you want to spend the rest of your life with me and you made the heart, I didn't know where I stood with you because you didn't say I love you. But meanwhile, so she picked Chase over Luke because then Luke told her, but it was too late. But I think she just didn't like Chase anyway, because now she's like, now Chase obviously hadn't said it before either. I don't know. Never mind.
No, I'm with you. It's so confusing because they all say it in so many ways. That is really funny. It's like trying different codes on a hotel room door, you know?
Yes.
Like you know, 1675, 1657?
Right.
1576?
She's like, nope, I'm sending you home.
Bloop, but, bloop, bloop. But just keeps hitting red.
I paid for the night. I paid for four nights. You can't just, nope, you didn't know the code.
But I paid $19 for your vodka, bitch.
Oh, so then she's like, oh my, I just need to run outside and get a little breath of fresh air for a moment.
And the cameras.
And he probably thinks that she went outside to go get the fantasy suite rose.
Or like put in some, I don't know, breath spray or something.
Right.
Fluff her hair. And she's telling the camera, I wanted to fall in love with him, but I don't know if I can fall in love with him. I don't know what to do. What if I could fall in love with him? What if I don't? It's just not enough time to fall in love with him. What if I... So finally, she sits down and gives him the human resources. Bye now.
Right.
And she was like...
He's like, I know you said I was waiting for you to say you're in love with me, and my love is not the same love that your love is. So our journey is going to take a detour to another love that's not as vulnerable.
We're in that love you way that you say love you to your mom. I don't want you inside of me. Bye now. Like, damn it.
So he takes a huge swig of his drink.
Oh,
he's like,
got
I'm skewered.
Pissed.
I'm shattered. Oh, so now I love you equals get out.
I jumped over a hurdle I've never jumped before. Well, I'm sorry. I'm skewered. I'm so sorry. I'm wrecked. How could you? Do you know how hard it was for me to say I love you, bitch? Fuck you. This is where I end up. I'm never going to say it again. What do you want, a fucking cookie? You said I love you. Who cares? Like, 20 other guys have said that, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. And you only said it once, you know? I mean, if you could, seriously, the number of guys who have said it more than once, you're not even in competition with them. Like, it's ridiculous.
If you were really that big of a pussy, you'd have rails on your stairs. Ain't nobody buying this sad act, Chase.
Yeah.
I felt
nothing. So he doesn't understand.
Like that was basically what she said. She's like, when you said, I love you, I didn't feel anything.
She's like such bad ADD, yeah. You know? She's like, one minute she's feeling bad. She's like, Chase, I was starting to fall for you, but then I fell in love with this table lamp. And then before I could express my feelings to the lamp, I fell for the bridge over the pool. But then I got upset because the bridge wouldn't be vulnerable and tell me that it loves me. It's an asshole, just like Ben. I'm not falling in love with any more bridges over any more pools. I'll tell you that much.
when she started sobbing to try and get him. This is one thing I'll give her. She's not a fake crier. This girl can cry. She's like, snot flies out of her nose when she starts sobbing. So she's like, please don't leave like this. I just don't want this to be the last thing you think of when you think of us. And he's like, I'm in a see-through t-shirt and jocker and Dockers. How could I not have this be the last thing I think of every time I think of you? I open myself up to you. I don't know how to do this. Really? Because you've broken up with, I think, 30 people already.
Yeah. This week.
Please.
And all she freaking talks about is how Ben did this to her. And I just thought that she should have been a stand-up woman and told him goodbye before she invited him to the suite. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I think that they should say something really hurtful to the men, like that will hurt their egos early on in the game, because the second one of these guys gets their ego bruised. I mean, look at this guy. He turned into a total ass. He handled that so, so badly. And of course, they don't even send him a limo. They send him a Toyota truck.
Like
Toyota minivan. Oh,
yep.
No.
Like a little van.
And he gets in and he goes, curtains. That sucked. It's like, pull down your pants and kick me in the nuts. Actually, you're the only one who didn't pull down his pants. Sorry. Exactly. Bye.
He goes, oh, is this my fantasy suite? To the car. Gotta admit, that was kind of a good one.
That was pretty good. At least somebody's getting their stick shifted. And then he said, God, I love you. I never should have said that. Why did I do that? I'm embarrassed.
Stupid.
Oh, yeah, and heartbroken. I'm also heartbroken. God damn it.
Yeah, so mad. But as we find out later, he didn't leave.
Nope.
So then, of course, we get our same, I don't know what you call it, transition, where she's just suddenly super happy and wearing a tent.
Yes. And Chris is out there doing his, 5 minutes of work for the day. And the first one to come up is Aaron Rodgers. And he goes, oh, Aaron Rodgers. Wow. You look confident. I just came. How about you? He's like, yeah, I'm confident because, the way that we looked at each other, like, I'm really feeling like she could choose me. It's like this big sports game over a vagina or whatever.
Yep.
Have to point out that no matter how douchey and straight he's acting, he is wearing skinny khakis.
I know.
Skinny khakis.
Yep. Those little, the peg leg. Yes. Ankle, the tighter on the ankles.
Yes. Love the thighs, though. I mean, I like what they're showing off. And it does make Orange Robbie look so much sadder because he's trying to wear skinny jeans. He's wearing like white skinny jeans, but I think he has meth legs. Sorry. Allegedly. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if that's true, but he just looks so nervous. He's still looking for Coke.
Did
you notice? And someone on our Facebook pointed this out too, and I started cracking up that I'm not the only perv out there, but they're coming up on, sorry, I didn't mean to say it like that. The camera's behind Robbie, and you see this handkerchief, and then he pulls it out to wipe his face, and it's a striped handkerchief. Now, do you know about hanky code?
No.
This is Emily Bell Harrison. She said, oh my God, did anybody else notice the handkerchief that Robbie was sporting in his back pocket at the end of the episode when he was talking to Chris Harrison? He's searching for his top, y'all. So freaking funny. Okay, this is so true, the handkerchief code. This is an old urban gay thing.
Okay.
Where the gays...
Like
the
a gays. Gay myth?
No, it's a real thing.
Okay.
Not like an urban legend, just an urban trend.
Okay.
I guess I should say gay, because people think urban, they think I'm saying black, because America. So anyway, a gay thing was where gays would wear different colored handkerchiefs, and that means... what you want, right? So,
okay,
like maybe somebody who likes to get punched in the face will wear a purple because it's a bruise. I don't know, that's not a real one, but gross. Okay. Like, do you like to get peed on? Here's a yellow handkerchief in your pocket. Gross.
Oh,
do you like to make
but out? Is that a real one?
No, I'm just making those up.
Oh, okay, so give me a real one.
So, I looked up because I couldn't tell if it was blue and white striped or black and white, so I looked them both up.
Okay. Uh-huh.
On the handkerchief code, you can actually look this shit up, people.
This black, is, I am learning,
isn't this good? He's on national TV and flashing his handkerchief. I mean, granted, he also has meth sweat. But still. Black and white stripe means likes black bottoms or likes black tops. And then a blue with white stripe means sailor looking for salty seamen. Gross handkerchief
description, people. Oh, my God. But that is probably true. I believe it.
That's what he's coming on this show for.
I believe it.
After party.
He does. I mean, it's like, not that there's anything wrong with it, but he seems very gay, and he's on a show where I think he doesn't know that he comes off that way.
I know, but there's more gay guys than in a gay bar. Like, there's more hot gay guys on this show than there are in any gay bar. There's usually like 4 or 5 hot gay guys in a gay bar. Like, there's 20 here.
No, I know.
Or 18. I don't know.
And she is wearing... She borrowed a caftan from Kyle Richards, I think. Because it is so unflattering.
Well, she's probably bruised. She's had a rough couple of days, JoJo.
Robbie's like, if you give me 5 minutes in a sash, I can give you an Empire waist, girlfriend.
This was worth staying up all night over, Orange Robbie. I got you, girl. So when she comes up, what's his buns? Who the host? What's his name? Chris.
Chris.
Who's like a sports host again. So, Dodo, welcome back. So, that was a rough breakup with Chase. How'd that go? How was that breakup? Well, it was real hard, Chris. That breakup, I mean, it looked like it was going far, but then it stopped short. He's like, okay, well, thanks. He was all in. He was all in, Chase. But you know who else is all in? These guys.
And she's like, hi, guys. As you can see, we're short one player. I mean, bachelor. I mean, we're down. Our team is handicapped.
No offense.
I had to let Chase go home because he's like a big, huge loser. And he told me he loved me, which was like ridic, right, guys? Anyway. Oh, hey, Chase.
And then Chase comes and... You know, if anybody doubted that he really needs to be the one to go, he's the only person wearing Dockers that fit. You don't fit in here.
Okay? Nope.
Chase. He's like, yeah, sorry I called you a bitch. Sorry I muttered curse words under my breath the whole time I walked away from you and drove away in that Toyota van. But I really respect you. Like, look at all you've done.
Yeah.
I'm really impressed with you.
Yeah. And listen, I'm just going to leave the door open for you, you know, in case you end up engaged to one of those other guys, but then in a few years it doesn't work out. You know, I'll take you back and help raise the kids that Heron abandons because, you know, he'll probably have a few more kids with a few other baby mamas that you'll end up taking care of. Anyway, I'll take that on. I'll legally adopt your 6-month-old baby and raise it like it's my own, you know.
A warm good. Heron's bench, so to speak.
And she's like, oh my God, thanks, Chase. That's so cool. Okay, gotta go.
Okay, well, I'll leave my door unlocked. You know where I live. Just come on in. There's no railing still, so just crawl up the stairs. I don't want you to hurt yourself. Okay, bye now. The Toyota's like, get in. So he's out of there again. And Robbie's terrified and looking like the meth just left in that van. His eyes are darting all around that, you know, desert or wherever the hell they are in this one. His cone head hair is now like one wisp of the bang is like plastered to his forehead trying to cover the zit. I mean, it's the saddest damn thing I ever saw.
And then she says, Robbie, will you accept this rose? And you got to do a yes, girl.
Girl, yes, girl. When she says,
yes, girl.
Yes, girl. I will accept everything. It's that rose, girl. Black and white, black bottom. I will accept this black bottom. Thank you.
Oh my God, let me breathe.
She's so romantic how she's like, guys, now that Chase is gone again, I only have these 2 roses. And it's so hard because I'm in love with both of you so much. I'm so lucky to have such men that I'm so in love with. How are these guys not just walking off? Like, fuck off. Fuck you.
Well, I really, truly, not just because I'm doing a podcast about it, but if I was just watching it, I think that Heron wants to be famous. I think he's very jealous of his brother. I think he's like, my brother Aaron is a football player and I have nothing going on and I'm going to be in this whole reality show world and I'm going to be like the guy. Yeah. And I think he can't stand her. He is not into her. He's not going to marry her.
His contempt is not veiled.
Not at all.
Yeah, that to him, JoJo's a pussy pass. And you know what just hit me? I was looking up JoJo the other day, and that's so sad. Yes, I said that. I was looking up JoJo the other day because someone posted her LinkedIn, so I clicked on her LinkedIn.
Uh-huh.
Whether or not Robbie's gay, you know, you can be gay, straight. One thing will trump dick or vagina or any kind of sex. If you're a drug addict, that is drugs. You know that she's a pharmaceutical sales rep? I mean, so there you go. Whether Robbie has a working penis or not, JoJo has something much deeper in her pockets than a dick. And it's a script. It's a script. Go, Robbie. Go, Orange Robbie. Get your Adderall, girl.
That's true. But she probably doesn't have scripts for good stuff. She probably has, like, stuff for Russell's leg syndrome or...
urinary tract infections.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think that there's different grades of pharmaceutical reps. I think you get the Oxy, right?
Or
you get, like, the new Oxy mixtures that are called, like, patoxytrosin. And Gaga or whatever. You give the samples to the doctors.
Yeah. I wonder if pharmaceutical sales reps, I wonder how careful they are with all their medications. But do you give samples to doctors of narcotics?
I don't even know. I don't know. I just noticed that and I thought, whoa, there's...
We need to look into that. Deep dive.
Deep dive. There's something else to fall in love with. I hope that she ends up with Robbie just so we can know that he is stealing pills out of her briefcase and we'll just see him become more and more morphed into other things throughout the years. You know, he'll be taking like a scoliosis medication that builds his backbones too strong, or he'll be all hunched over. One of his eyes won't be working. He'll be growing hair in odd places.
Oh my God. This is so good. This is like a great sketch for what happens to those two.
Just watching Robbie get more and more diseased by pills,
like a Sliding Doors movie where one of them she marries Aaron Rodgers, and it's just, you know, she's just an old alcoholic with, like, you know, they never actually even lived together, but like she hates him and he hates her, and you know,
she has pictures of the wedding but that's it.
Yeah. And then
he just becomes more and more belligerent, his face becomes longer and longer and longer.
Yes. yeah
I think that in this Sliding Doors, though, JoJo wouldn't really change. Even if she's 80, she'll still be like, did you forget? Do you love me? I need you to be vulnerable. But the guys will massively change. Like Aaron Rodgers, you know he's going to gain like 100 pounds all in his beer belly.
Yep. Oh, yeah. He'll still have those like stick legs.
Yeah. He'll be like an abusive, belligerent drunk.
Yep.
He'll say Aaron a lot, but not remember the next day.
Yeah. And she'll still be going, you know, when I told Ben that he was an alcoholic, he said he'd get help and he didn't get help either. And now I just feel like the same thing's happening with you.
Ben. It all goes back to Ben.
Right. It always will.
No, I won't play Uno because one time Ben said Uno and then he broke my heart. It's over.
Well, I thought he said Uno, but when it came right down to it, he said, ew, no.
And that will cap off this episode of The Bachelorette. But don't you guys worry, it's a two-night spectacular.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord. Stephanie.
Tomorrow night is Men Tell All. Oh. And Chad is back.
This, you know, thank you for Milk's casting delicious. So many gays.
Milk's delicious.
Thank you for casting so many gays, because they really go at it in this Men Tell All. They're like, girl, you're a bitch. Like, how dare you? You're a bitch. They really go for it.
I can't wait.
Stephanie.
I'm having the best time.
Love you. This was so fun. Everybody, so fun. Find Stephanie at S. Wilder Taylor on Twitter, or listen to her other podcast. No, her other podcast, which is Fantastic with Lynette Carolla.
Yeah, subscribe for
Crying
to that.
Out Loud. Yes, subscribe. You can find me at Ronnie Karam, or Watch What Crappens podcast, or the Big Brother Smother podcast. This podcast is on TrashTalkTV.com. Just click podcast to find all of our shows. And follow us on Twitter, RosePricksPod.
RosePricksPod.
RosePricksPod. Yes. I was tweeting tonight during the show. You need to start doing that too, because we text each other. And I was like, well, we're texting each other. I might as well text this to the Twitter.
Yes. And I should write stuff on Facebook while we're doing it. Because people write stuff to us, and I love it.
Well, I put a song on Facebook that is dedicated to Chase from JoJo, and it's I Felt Nothing from A Chorus Line. So go check perfect. It out if you need to cry for Chase, guys.
I love that song.
I do too. By the way.
I actually do.
It's so like tacky and overdramatic, but also hilarious. And you can cry. Yep. So there you go, guys. Go over there. Cry, guys.
And thanks to all the people who already are on our Facebook page and who have already subscribed to our podcast, because it makes it so much more fun.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you guys for being there. Stephanie, I love doing these late night with you. This was amazing. It's almost midnight here. Are you tired now?
Yes, I'm tired.
Oh, me too, girls. Time to shut up. Everybody, all right. Thank you so much. Stephanie, love you. We will talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye.
Be vulnerable.